Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight, I'm excited to say we will be hearing from one of the top executive directors and a Millionaire Club member on our team. Our special guest speaker is also a $100,000 ring earner and a Millionaire Club member from Canton, Georgia. She is a dear friend and an outstanding business partner. But before we go to her, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a $250,000 ring earner and the third generation of our family to become a Millionaire Club member. And that's none other than Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on?
I am.
All right, Jeremy, I'm muting the lines to make it as clear as possible, but you're on the call.
Okay. I get a lot of feedback.
I'm clearing it up now.
Can you hear me okay, though?
You're loud and clear.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Dad, and good evening, everyone. What a phenomenal time to be associated with Legal Shield. I tell you what, we just keep setting more and more milestones, reaching more milestones, and last week was a phenomenal week on the team, so congratulations to you all. I just wanted to say welcome. Dad, I don't know about you, but I heard probably 30 brand new voices I haven't heard before on the call. So welcome all the new team members to the call tonight. We do have an exciting call. We really want to, especially to all the new folks on the call tonight, just really encourage you guys to take advantage of the two-a-day challenge going on right now. You can find all the details and on Ellis Engage and in your back office. And what a great way to be able to participate in that program. We had a free book. We have an opportunity to join so many of us that are going to be in Orlando this winter. So, you know, really, really take advantage of that two-a-day challenge we have to the end of the month to accomplish that. And in addition to that, all the other promotions and opportunities and bonuses on the table the Legal Shield is offering right now. And so, again, I can't reiterate enough what an exciting time it is to be able to launch your business and to start you all's journey with Legal Shield. But right now, it's really a special treat, and Dad kind of already gave you a little bit of detail on who our guest speaker is. But she's somebody I greatly admire. I have the great opportunity to be able to spend a few days with her and her team and her organization and all of Team Dream Street later this week in Atlanta. I'm so looking forward to that. But please, everyone, help me welcome a Millionaire Club member, a six-figure ring earner, not only one of the top producers on the team, but top recruiters on the team, doing phenomenal things. Her business is exploding right there in the Georgia market. So it's my honor and privilege to welcome my friend tonight, Ms. Cheryl Ann Degatta, to the phone.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be asked to be on the phone tonight. I want to thank all of you who've taken time out of your busy night tonight to join us on the More Success team. Before I get started and talk to you a little bit about what I want to talk to you about tonight, I want to just mention something that I really want to thank Jeremy for taking over the role and really working with a lot of marketplaces across the country. Jeremy, I don't know if you know it, but I've heard great feedback and what you do for the team and what you and Randy do constantly to help grow the team. But we're really excited. I know for weeks and months we've tried to put together a program that would really not just benefit my team and Lisa Streeter, the Team Dream Street team, but so many people in the Southeast. You know, coming from Oklahoma is not around the corner, and I know him leaving his family and his wife and his beautiful children to be able to really grow and continue the passion for this more legacy really means a lot to all of us. I know Papa would be up there just shining and smiling on what you and Randy are doing for the team right now. But we have the great honor this week, and I really want you to really do some soul searching into your legacy. Go into your back office, go to Legal Shield Engage. And it might just not be you, but you might find that one person that's from Georgia, that one person from Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina. Anybody within a driving distance wants to be able to make the event that Jeremy has again, taken time from his family to be able to help grow the Southeast and the Georgia marketplace. You know, when I started in the business coming from Atlanta, I was one of the very few people, the very first people, I think, that really came from the Moore team. Everybody was, I'm in the territory of Dave Stavula, and I couldn't be prouder to be able to take the bull by the horn and really grow the Atlanta market. So Jeremy will be in the Atlanta market area. It's actually a little bit west of Atlanta, Hiram, Georgia. If you go to the Moore Success Team, go and look at your calendars for this coming Friday and Saturday. You know, I'm on the B2B side. I do a lot of B2B side, business to business. I do a lot of group. But one thing that I really understood was the importance of really networking, because I wouldn't be here today. Somebody networked me into the business, the great Don Bryant. But this Friday is going to be a meet and greet with Mr. Jeremy Moore. The details will be in the back office, so you can see it on the Moore Success Team. It's just going to be a casual meet and greet. If you can't make it to one event, make it to the Saturday event. And then on the 24th, which is the Saturday, and also Hiram, right down the street from where we're going to be doing the meet and greet, is going to be a training and a briefing. And at first, Jeremy and I were talking with Ms. Streeter, and we were going to just be doing a 10 o'clock training. And we have to understand what is the nut and bolts, what is the foundation of our growing. And one of the biggest things that after talking to Jeremy, we realized that if he's going to be coming to the Southeast to help grow our teams, and I'm going to say it again, our teams, if this is a family unit, this is to be able to come out here into the marketplace to be able to recruit for you. I promise you, if you bring a guest, you will end up having that person become part of your team. He does a phenomenal job of training. Jeremy, I personally am excited. I've never heard you do a briefing. I know I've been around for 15 years now, but the briefing will be August 24th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 o'clock. Get there a little bit earlier so we can get everybody in their seats and learn what we can from the very best out there. And then we're going to take a half an hour break, and from 11:30 to 2 o'clock on that Saturday, August 24th, this coming Saturday, is going to be a training. So get your calendars, get your team. It's just that one person that hasn't really been active that you feel that might need a little hand-holding, send them to us. We'll do everything we can because we're family and we stick together. So, again, the date in Atlanta this coming Friday, meet and greet the 23rd and the 24th Saturday, starting with our briefing 10 to 11 and then 11:30 to 2 o'clock. So make sure the next couple of days you start reaching out to all those people. Again, thank you, Jeremy and Randy, for having me on the call tonight. And a lot of you know my story. And a lot of you new people, it's great to hear new people. The team is really growing. We're one of the fastest growing teams now, which is really exciting. But I've been in the business now for the last 15 years, and December is going to be 15 years. And like all of us, somebody we know recruited us into the business. It might have been a perfect stranger who recruited us into the business. The great Don Bryant, I know he's up there smiling at us today. He's got one leg of a Jimmy Parrish and another leg of a Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Talk about, you know, different legs and organizations. But I was really starting this business on a part-time basis. And the reason I'm telling you that is for those of you who might have just got started, even if you started on the networking side, no matter what side of it is, you have to understand you have to start someplace. Starting very part-time, for the first 3 months, I kind of dabbled it. I had one foot in and one foot out. But I kind of got to a point in my life where I understood something. I was the wife of a business owner. My husband, John, and I do the business. He was in the automotive racing business, and he ran his business. I ran his business for 20-something years. But one thing that I didn't have in this business with John, and the thing that got me in the business and kept me in the business today, was something called residual income. And that's the thing that really got me in the business, that keeps me in the business today. The other thing that got me in the business and keeps me in the business was I wasn't sure what part of the business that I really wanted to start with. I wasn't sure if I was going to do the CDL side. I wasn't sure if I was going to do the group side, if I was going to do the individual side. But one thing I knew, although I wasn't an expert in it, I had to connect myself with the right people to do the networking side. And I'm going to tell you why, because that is the nut and bolt of your business. That is going to be the growth of your business. Without a team, you're out there and you've got a job every single day. Networking has been cited as the number one unwritten rule for success in the business. And it's all about not what you know, it's about who you know and the impact those people can have on you. Because personally, I've written 4,000 memberships, which doesn't sound like a lot of memberships at 15 years, but I spent 7 years building a team. Today, that team has grown to almost 5,000 associates, and they're all over the country. Sure, like a lot of us, a lot of them are not working. A lot of them, you know, do it very part-time. A lot of them are in and out of the business just like some of us. But if it wasn't for the business where I ended up writing 4,000 personal memberships, the power of networking and the power of team building is one thing. My personal memberships of 4,000 are now added to 23,000 memberships on the books because of the networking opportunity. So I want to tell you, friends and family, no matter what part of the business, don't forget the networking side of this business, because that's going to be the thing that's going to pay you for a lifetime. That's going to be part of your residual income. All of us sometimes have life step in. For those of you who know my story, last year, life stepped in for me. And you know what? As you're laying on a couch, as you're laying in bed, as you're laying and trying to recuperate, without that team, you have no income. Without that team, you have a job. Without that team, you have to get out and produce every day. But because I did what I wanted to do and build a team, because I knew how important it was to do it, when I couldn't end up working, that team was able to still put in hundreds and hundreds of counters, $8,000 to $12,000 deposits every single day because of that team. So whether you like it or you don't like it, you have to understand that that is going to be the growth of your business. The richest people in the world today look to build a networking team. If not, you have a job. So I want to talk to you a little bit about ways of networking that I found very helpful over the years. And one of the things that I realized in the growth of my business was, and it happens to a lot of us, you know, we recruit, we talk to people, we've got people on our team, they don't do anything, and then we keep going back to them and see if they want to go in, if they want to do something, if they don't want to do something. And I don't know where I heard it down the road, but I had to kind of look at those people like old moldy loaves of bread. And I had to stop that. Every day I was calling people. This is new with the business. You might be interested. You might not be interested. And then I kind of got to a point in my life, in my business, I thought I couldn't spend any more time trying to make those old loaves of bread fresh. I had to go out there and I had to get new loaves of bread, because those were the ones that were going to rise. The other ones were flat and dead. So as a friend, as a family member, as a team player, I'm telling you all, go out there today and start baking new loaves of bread. One of the things I want to talk to you about is really 8 tips that I found really that can help you grow your business. And if you want to take some notes, that would be helpful. But this is all based around the networking side, although I do the B2B side, like I mentioned before. I want you to revisit your legacy. I want you to go in every single day, and if it's that one person, when you view your statistics, that put in a counter, how many of you are thinking, oh, wow, Johnny put in a counter? Pick up the phone and call them, because I've called 5 people over the last 6 weeks that actually put in one counter, and now they're excited now about sitting down with me. So it's really important as you start to grow your business and you start to go back to the networking side of it, get to know your customers, get to know the people, your family and friends. Everybody says they're the worst people to deal with, and they are. But it's not what they know, it's who they know. also, one of the things you really want to be able to do is whether you're selling a membership and you really want to grow your business, that person is supposed to be the most important person in your life at that time. I'm going to tell you honestly, I'm not one of those people that will invest in, I am a little shy, believe it or not, but I'm not that 3-foot rule. I don't feel comfortable, and a lot of us on the phone don't feel comfortable talking to everybody around us. But make yourself approachable. It doesn't matter what you're doing during the day. It doesn't even have to be the opportunity to be able to go out there and say, today I'm going to network. Go through your daily activities on a day-to-day basis and look at your surroundings and make contact with somebody. Open up conversation. Learn to be a good listener. I know I have somebody on the phone that within 45 days ended up going from starting right off the bat to manager. Loretta and Dale Hanlon, I know they're on the phone. I heard them talk on the phone, and I'm just so proud of them. That is somebody on a Tuesday when I was watching my granddaughter at the park talked about an opportunity to them. She said, we've been praying and looking for a business opportunity. So as you start to grow your business, make sure that you are surrounded by your initial environment, okay? When you're selling memberships or when you're trying to find people that you feel are going to be a good fit for you, honestly, I can't work with more than 5 people at a time. Don't feel like you have to end up working with everybody at one time. That's why we have the team calls. That's why they have the things that we can put we can connect our people with. But those people that are worthy of your time, you want to bend over backwards and work with those people. Those people, you want to give everything. If Don Bryant and Ken Moore didn't put into me, I don't know where I would have been. So kind of look around your surroundings and see who is worthy of your time. I tell everybody, I'll love you, but I'll love you up from a distance. You also want to make sure that you're nurturing, being a very good nurturer. Everybody, that's the little Jewish mother of me coming out, but nurturing existing people on your team, existing customers, and look for new opportunities. Look for things that you can do that can really help you grow your business. I know social media is huge. I've networked and found old friends from Facebook and LinkedIn. But one of the things I found personally that really ended up helping me grow my business was attending networking events. And this is the most important thing that you can do. Whether you like drinking coffee or don't like drinking coffee, find yourself during the day, during the morning, getting yourself up and get out of the house. People aren't going to come knocking at your door. They're not going to ring your bell and say, I'm looking for a networking opportunity. Get up, whatever you've got to do to get out there and sit for a couple hours and get face-to-face with people. People are going to be wearing shirts. I wear shirts all the time that have the Legal Shield logo on it. Make sure that you, as you're starting to attend networking events, that you have business cards. I can't tell you how many times that I've gone to networking events to let people know what I've done and meet people, and they don't have a business card. It's so important. One of the biggest things that I have joined that really has grown my business, I was looking at statistics, and last year alone generated $47,000 worth of business for me, was a B&I group, was chambers and church groups and Kiwanis clubs groups. There's so many clubs out there. You could do an internet search in your local market and find places that are holding neighborhood events. It might be entrepreneurial women. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life right now, but one of the biggest things that's going to help you grow your business is going to a networking event. It might be that one person that has lost their job, their husband lost their job, and learn to be a good talker. Another thing that I've learned where a great place to network is giving back to your community. I do a lot of stuff with Habitat and different things, helping within the community. I did a cancer fundraising thing, and You know, when people know what you do, you'd really be surprised how many people don't know what Legal Shield is. They don't know there's a business opportunity to it. I can't tell you how many times that I've been a vendor at an event and people didn't even know what it was, and they understand just by sitting and talking to you that there might be a business opportunity attached to something. I ended up recruiting somebody in Michigan on my team that I met at a community event that her daughter had just lost her job, and she was a single mom and had two kids. And today Ellen is one of my executive directors or directors, senior directors on my team. So those are things you really want to make sure that really work for you. And then you really want to measure what your daily activity is. When you're out there networking, what is bringing you closer to that next recruit? What is bringing you closer to that next business? Measure what's working for you, and you need to refine your approach as you go every single day. Remember, guys, you're the designer of your own destiny. No one's going to create your destiny but you. It's not going to happen at home. You've got to be, if you're going to be a good networker, you've got to get in front of people. What will your autobiography say about you? Everything is fuel in your business. Will your fuel push you closer forward to that next recruit? And then also, what will your legacy say about you? Is your legacy going to say you went out there and gave it your all on a part-time or full-time basis? Networking, you have to understand whether you like it or don't like it. Yeah, is going to be the core of your foundation. You got to have fun with it. Go out there. Go meet people. Keep people compliments. We hear it over and over again. And hopefully some of those tips that we said tonight will help you grow your business. I'm Cheryl Degatta with Legal Shield. I've recruited 5 people since May this year, and I'm just getting started. I know that I've got to do this, not just for the lifeline of my family, but I need to go out there because people right now are looking for something. They're praying for something, and you don't even know that next person that you're going to touch. If you're afraid to talk to somebody, get somebody, 3-way calls, get Jeremy, get Randy, get, there's so many people, wonderful people on this team because this is a family and this family sticks together. So go out there and happy networking. I'm Cheryl Degatta, and I'm just getting started.
Well, great job, Cheryl Ann. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. You dropped some serious nuggets for us. So thank you so much for taking time out to pour into the team tonight. And make sure you tell John hello from us, for us.
I will. Don't forget that event, guys. George is right around the corner from all our southern states. We're expecting a big, big, big crowd for Jeremy this week. Let's not disappoint.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And, guys, you can find the details on our More Success Team Facebook page. If you just go to More Success Team on Facebook and scroll down, you can see the flyers on the Friday event as well as the Saturday event as well. All the addresses and pertinent information is listed there. The most important thing is that just get your folks there. There's no cover charge. And guests are always 100% free. So, just the requirement is to show up, get your folks to show up, and we will take care of them. So really, really looking forward to that. And again, thank you so much, Cheryl Ann. Also, Cheryl Ann, you mentioned Mr. Jimmy Parrish. You know, it's pretty neat. The last 4 consecutive weeks, we've had the number one top premium producer in all of Legal Shield on the team. We had a little slippage last week. We didn't have number one, but we did have the number two top producer in premium, and that is Mr. Jimmy Parrish. So congratulations, Mr. Parrish. You and your wife, Sherry, are in our prayers daily. And in addition to that, Mr. Harold Pinson, broke into the top 15 as well from right here, Mr. Persistent himself in Oklahoma, Mr. Pinson. So congratulations to Jimmy and Harold. You guys are doing a great job this month. Just want to encourage each and every one of you to really dig down deep, ask around who do you know in the Atlanta area, who do you know in the Georgia area, and get those guests out to that event on Saturday. It's going to be a great time, and I look forward to meeting all your prospects then. But as Papa always used to say, always put God first in your life, guys, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will always work out. God bless you all, and have a great week.